The CBS crime series Wise Guy premiered last fall, was pulled off the air in November, reappeared in January, and finished its season this spring. Wednesday night, Wise Guy is back in reruns. Television critic David Bianculli explains the logic.
It was about this time, 3 years ago, that NBC's Miami Vice began to take off. Most viewers had skipped it during the regular season and watched Dallas instead. But in the summer, when competition was weak, Miami Vice reruns were as good as new. By the time fresh episodes started in the fall, it was a top 10 hit. Now, I'm not predicting the same happy ending for Wise Guy. But for several reasons, its return is worth mentioning, and worth getting excited about. At first glance, it looks like just another cop show. Ken Wall plays Vinny Terranova, an organized crime agent whose cover is so deep that he's sent to prison for 18 months. When he comes out, his only links with the force are his boss Frank, played by Jonathan Banks, and his phone contact, a guy named Lifeguard. He's played by Jim Burns, who, like his character, works from a wheelchair. Vinny's assignment is to befriend a hood named Sonny Steelgrave, who's on a fast track as the J.R. Ewing of organized crime. Steelgrave is played by Ray Sharkey, who starred in The Idolmaker, and Sharkey has a blast making his character scared and scary at the same time. As Sonny gets more powerful, so does Sharkey's performance.
I feel like a side of beef. Everybody's trying to hack off their favorite cut. Patrice in New York, Mahoney down in Philly. I got that snake sitting in the office where my brother used to be. I'm fighting for my life here.
Wise Guy, like Crime Story, is a serialized cop show, which means that stories continue from one episode to the next. The gimmick works just as well for cops and robbers as it does for primetime soaps. When the good guys don't have to triumph at the end of each episode, the villains and the writers can have a lot more fun. It's no accident that the soap's biggest draws are the schemers, not the dreamers. J.R. of Dallas, Alexis of Dynasty, Abby of Knott's Landing. Sonny Steelgrave of Wise Guy is right up there. He grows to love Vinny and occasionally trust him, but there are times, lots of times, where Vinny's loyalty and life are put on the line.
You look nervous, Vincent.
Yeah, all right, I'm a little nervous. Harry told me you get these calls in the middle of the night means one of two things. Either getting a promotion or a hollow point in the head.
It's the uncertainty of it all that makes those little hairs stand up in the back of your neck.
It takes half a season for Sonny's story to come to an end. And if things go according to schedule, that'll lead right into a new season of Wise Guy episodes. It's a ride worth taking. The guest stars are great, even in the small roles, and Jonathan Banks is the best and most sarcastic TV boss since Lou Grant. One warning, Ken Wall, the alleged star of the show, is its weakest link. It hardly matters, though. Executive producer Stephen J. Cannell, who spent the last few years doing toss-away TV like The A-Team, has come up with his best show since 10 Speed and Brown Shoe and The Rockford Files. It gets better as it goes along. It's obvious that the script's kicked up a few notches once the writers saw what Sharkey could do. But like a roller coaster, you can take the slow parts because you know the thrills are just down the track. Besides, during the summer, how many thrills do you expect from TV?
David Bianculli is television critic for The New York Post.